You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place.
Brazen acts of beauty. Brazen acts of beauty. Those are not words we typically put together, but is the title of today's sermon as we're in this sermon series here in Lent called Full to the Brim. And if you haven't discovered yet so far in this sermon series, what we're talking about is an extravagant faith, one that's based on love overflowing, one that is based on God's gifts to us overflowing, one that's based around abundant, eternal, continual, infinite kind of life. One where you're not looking around for the restraints or limits or the runouts or the emptiness, but one where you go, I am full to the brim and I'm overflowing and spilling over. And in the middle of all that comes brazen acts of beauty. In a world full of death, decay, destruction, and depression, friends, we need beauty. In a world full of war and hopelessness and despair, we combat all of that with beauty and delight and joy and celebration. Here in John chapter 12, Jesus knows where he is going. At the end of chapter 11, he is going to Jerusalem for the Passover. He is preparing for what is to come here in these next few pages, knowing that he will be betrayed, knowing that he will go to trial, knowing that he'll be tortured, knowing that he'll be crucified, knowing that he will die. And how does Jesus choose to spend some of these last days? With his friends, with his best friends. In fact, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. He goes to their home in Bethany. He has raised Lazarus from the dead, this man who had been dead, who had already been dead long enough to stink. Jesus raised him from the dead. And Lazarus and Mary and Martha have a celebration as Jesus comes in to their house. How do you combat death and decay and destruction and depression? You have a party. You have a celebration. You have hope. You say, we are going to live it up. Extravagantly, over the top, irresponsible, prodigal, if you remember last week's sermon. Beyond the definitions, beyond the regulations, beyond the guidelines. And so Mary takes this costly, expensive perfume, burial perfume. Perfume meant for a dead body. And not just any dead body, meant for Jesus' dead body. And she breaks open that jar of nard, and the odor, the beautiful, costly perfume of smell fills the room. It's extravagant. It's over the top. It is prodigal. It is brazen beauty in the midst of so much destruction that was going on in their day and so much decay that was taking place in their day, in the midst of all of the depression that they were all experiencing, in the midst of death, Mary breathes life into this gathering. And of course, there's always that one guy, isn't there? That one guy who is the party pooper, who wants to say, we can't live full to the brim. Do you not see all of the problems, all of the needs, all of the issues around us? This costly thing could have been used more responsibly. It should have been used more responsibly. There's decorum, of course. There's rules about this. This is not responsible. Now, of course, Judas is cheating over here on the side. He's literally stealing the money that's in the common bag, the common purse, from everybody. But never mind that. Wait a minute. Let's mind that for a moment. Isn't that the way it always works? There's always those folks who are talking about the rules, but the reason why the rules exist in the first place is to line their pockets. Ooh, here it is, the 21st century. Oh, wait a minute. Nope, it's the first century. My, how things don't change. Where rules and laws and regulations and systems and processes and structures are set up to benefit a few. Where we are told that there's not enough. Where scarcity and its definitions are everywhere. And where faith comes into that fear system is to say, no, 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 no. Life is eternal. Life is abundant. Death doesn't even have a sting. Decay, no. This is the cycle of life. It just keeps going and going and going for eternity. Depression, heck no. Instead, there's heaven on earth right here. Right now, the kingdom of God in your midst, eternal life at the ready, abundance, extravagance, over the top, deep sense of God's love and grace and hospitality and compassion and goodness and beauty. That's what Mary brings into this scene, and it's what you and I are meant to do in the midst of all of the hopelessness, all of the despair, all of the pain, all the suffering in the world, is to break open the jars of perfume and to let them fill the rooms and circumstances and situations of our lives so that people know that there is goodness, beauty, grace, love in our world. That there's hope and joy and delight and celebration. That there's a party to be had every time that God shows up. And the whole point of this sermon series and this book here is to say, God's already here. God showed up and will show up and has shown up and will continue to show up over and over and over again in the middle of the worst moments of our lives. And Mary knows it because her brother has been raised from the dead. And yes, this was meant to be used for Jesus' death, Jesus' burial, but oh, we know the end of the story. It's not needed. Perfume's not needed because this Jesus Christ is going to resurrect from the dead. Easter's coming. That's the kind of faith that is full to the brim, that is brazen, that is brave, that is courageous, that steps over every line and every boundary and says, it does not matter. God is here and I'm showing up. In the midst of death and decay, I spit in its face and say, let's have a celebration. Let's break all of the jars. Let's fill the room with the perfume of God's beauty and God's goodness. And that's what God sends you and me out into our week to do right now. Amen.